Good morning. I welcome you into the fellowship of Jesus Christ as we worship together on this Lord's Day. We may not be together physically, but we are together in spirit. We are in the presence of God, and we are joined by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May God guide our hearts and fill us with the Holy Spirit. Pray with me, please. Loving God, we come before you today giving thanks for your grace. Open our hearts to your presence and reveal yourself to us. Draw us closer to you, bind us together as your church, and prepare us to worship you. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Join me now in our prayer for illumination. Almighty God, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world. Grant that your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth, now and forever. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark. I'll begin reading with the 14th verse. Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Change your heart and life and believe the good news." As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men, and they followed him. May God bless the reading of his holy word. As we worship today, it is important that we acknowledge God's presence in our lives and also pray for those who are in need. I invite you to offer individual thanks and petitions before we pray together. Loving God, we thank you for the many ways that you act in our lives. We recognize that you are the only source of true joy, and we're grateful for the patience you show us and for your constant care. We give thanks for those you send to deliver your blessings to us. We are grateful for the healthcare workers whom you send to care for us. We ask that you care for them and protect them as they care for us. We pray for those who suffer with the coronavirus and their loved ones. We ask for your gift of comfort and hope for the people who have lost those dear to them. We ask that your hand guide the distribution of the vaccine. We ask for your blessing on those in our community and all people everywhere who have been negatively affected by the pandemic. Open our hearts and eyes so that we may minister to the needs you set before us. God, we give you thanks for the gift of Jesus Christ, who offers us hope of life eternal in your presence. And we pray to you with words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Days between Christmas and Ash Wednesday we call the season of Epiphany. This is the time each year when we reflect on the ways God made himself known to humans through the life of Jesus Christ. We reflect on the scriptural accounts of Jesus as he begins his ministry. We observe how that the people come to see him as the promised one of God. This is a season of growth. We grow spiritually as our understanding of Christ expands. The church grows as we share the message of Christ with our community. As Mark's gospel opens, Mark depicts a Jesus who is ready to deliver the message of God to a people who have been waiting for generations. The promised one of God is selecting those who will assist him in his earthly task. Mark draws a picture of Jesus walking the shores of Galilee, inviting fishermen to a new vocation and a new life. Jesus approaches two fishermen, Simon and Andrew, with a simple invitation, "Come with me." We're told that they got up and went with Jesus. As he walked farther, he sees James and John preparing to go out fishing with their father. Without slowing down, Jesus calls to them, "Come, go with me." Mark says they got out of the boat and followed Jesus. Why were they willing to walk away from fishing? Mark doesn't indicate that they were unhappy in their career. There's no indication that they lacked the skills to be successful. So what was it that made them so eager to make the move? Could it be the voice of Jesus when he said, "Bringing fish to the market is good work, but if you follow me, I will put you to work bringing people to God." The words of Jesus kindled a flame in their hearts, a fire that could not be ignored and could not be put out. Those words that Jesus spoke to the fishermen revealed Jesus as someone special. Just how special, they would come to understand after the resurrection. The voice of Jesus speaks to our hearts today with the same message the fishermen heard. It says, "You're doing good work, but if you will follow my example, you will do much greater things than this." I pray that we will constantly strive to grow in our understanding of the message and ministry of Jesus. So like those fishermen, we may also bring people to God. Amen. Join me now in our affirmation of faith. There is one God, and there is one mediator, Jesus Christ, who came as a ransom for all, to whom we testify. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world and taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen. I'm grateful for our time today and look forward to the time when we can gather again. Let's close in prayer. God, you are always with us and you always love us. We're grateful that you do not grow weary of our imperfections. Open our hearts to respond to your call. Prepare us for your service and send us into the world that we might share the good news of Jesus Christ, so that your kingdom will come on all the earth. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.